You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's Food Friday. Our guest has a lot of advice on cooking with eggs and recipes for the classics and some exciting new twists. Right now, teens and tweens in Brown County had a unique opportunity last summer to gain some job and business skills by running their own farmers market stands. UW Extension in Brown County teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay for the market program, hoping to raise food and raise the next generation of entrepreneurs. Margaret Franchino joins us now from our studio in Green Bay. She's the Community Garden Coordinator for UW Extension Brown County. Margaret, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start with a problem you were trying to help solve with this program, a decline in teen summer employment. What's been happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So in recent years, we've seen really a decline in the number of teens who have summer jobs. And just overall, there's such an advantage to work experience. We found there's a lot of research showing that teens who have work experience as young adults really succeed more later on in life. And so we wanted to be able to address that problem and kind of fill a gap by having a program giving teens work experience.
And it's not just hoping to train people to have jobs in the future, as I understand it. You're also responding to some local planning studies saying, hey, we need not just workers, but future entrepreneurs in Brown County.
Yes. Yeah, so the 2011 Life Study is a well-known study in this part of the county. And they identified growing entrepreneurs as one of the top priorities, different county leaders did. And so we're really excited to be able to help with that with the teen market program.
Let's get our hands dirty and talk about what the kids actually did in this program. It started in part with having their own garden plots, right?
Yes. Yeah, so they had their own garden plot and they were completely responsible for it. So they planted and then throughout the summer had to weed, water, take care of it, and then eventually harvest at the end of the summer. So it was great hands-on experience for them.
And is this through the UW Extension Community Gardens that you work with?
Yes. So they had some gardens on site, and then also we have a community garden about a half mile down the road from the Boys and Girls Club, so they could just walk down and tend to that garden as well.
And are these kids who grew up with gardens or farms, or was this new to a lot of them?
You know, it really depended on the kid. There are some that had some experience, but there are some it was completely new for, and so it was great that they actually got to have the hands-on experience. It really connects them to their food to have the experience of growing it.
And then through the summer, as I understand it, they weren't just doing this gardening. They did a lot of, market research in a way. What kind of stuff did they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we tried to kind of make it really multifaceted, have a lot of different experiences drawn in. So different things we did, we went on field trips. So they went to the downtown Green Bay farmers market, and then they used that experience to interview vendors at the farmers market to kind of gain their experience to use in their own experience having their own farmers market stall. They also went to a local CSA, the Twin Elms Gardens. They went and toured there as well to see another aspect of production. And then they also had some different classes from different experts who came in. So UW Extension horticulture expert educator came in and did a horticulture lesson. We had a financial planning lesson from a different Extension employee. So we really tried to make it multifaceted, have lots of different experiences come in. And then also they did some of their own research and planning for the program. So they researched, you know, what tent and what coolers and what supplies should we buy, things like that. So it really gave them a wide variety of opportunities and experiences.
It sounds like, a degree in a business school with a market, a garden on the side.
Yes.
So how did the kids take to this? Was this something, having the actual hands-on part of it, did that make the learning part of it more fun?
I think so, yes. I think we did surveys at the end and we had reports throughout, and what we heard over and over again was that the hands-on experience was really the part that mattered to the kids and really the part that made them want to come back and do more over and over.
Now let's talk about the kids themselves. Who was participating in this program?
Mm-hmm. So it was participants at the Boys and Girls Club, members there. So we mostly worked with the tween population, so kind of average age of 11, 12-ish. So probably too young to get a summer job themselves, so not an older teen, but old enough to be able to gain that job experience and really be able to apply that in a few years down the road.
And was this last summer the first time you've done this?
It was. It was our pilot year last year. So we're planning on doing it again in 2017, but definitely applying some lessons that we learned in 2016.
How many kids were on board the first time around?
Yeah, it depended on the week. With summer, it's hard with scheduling, things like that. But between 5 and 10 usually per week came to the program.
Yeah, and what were some of the lessons you learned from the pilot program?
Yeah, so one thing that we kind of struggled with, which I'm sure every gardening program struggles with, is the weather. It was kind of against us this year. We had, I think, 12 different dates that we met, and 8 of them it rained. So we had to struggle with that a little bit. Besides that, I think working with kids in the summer, just trying to keep things fun and lively, you know, not have kind of the traditional classroom experience, but more being out hands-on, I think, was really a good experience for them.
Now, they were doing the garden. They were maintaining this garden throughout the summer. The grand finale, it sounds like, was they actually... Did they go to an existing farmer's market, or did they kind of run their own farmer's market?
They ran their own farmer's market.
Okay.
So we talked with the Boys and Girls Club, our partner in this, and they thought that having it on site would be a great opportunity. So we had a tent set up in front of the Boys and Girls Club, and then they were able to sell to parents and people passing by. So it was great that they got to show parents what they'd been working on all summer and then other people in the community as well.
And what kind of produce was available here that the kids grew?
All different. Just kind of the typical tomatoes, beans, cucumbers, onions, lettuce, all different things. We had a good season, so they got a lot of produce out.
Margaret Franchino is with us. She's the Community Garden Coordinator for the University of Wisconsin Extension Brown County, talking about a program. It was a pilot last year, coming back next year. Kids 11 and 12 years old grew their own crops, their own garden, and ended up holding their own farmer's market, got a lot of business advice along the way. So, Margaret, let's talk about lessons learned by the kids. What kind of skills did you see them taking out of this?
Yeah, so really a wide range of skills. We focused on nutrition in some lessons. So we talked about, you know, how do you read a food label? How do you make a healthy snack? Things like that. Also business skills. We had them interview different vendors at the farmers market and then kind of get skills on how to relate to customers, how to advertise. A couple of them got to be on the news advertising the market, so that was a great experience for them. Besides that, horticulture skills, the hands-on growing your own food, that's something you can carry with you throughout life, which is wonderful. Some financial management skills, when we had an extension educator come in and talk about that. So really a wide range there.
Are you looking to make it bigger next summer?
That's the goal. With programming this year, we only met once a week, and our goal is to do twice a week this year. Just we found that it was hard to squeeze everything in the lessons and then also tending to the garden. So we're hoping that. One other thing we're hoping to do this year is add a salsa-making component, so just kind of bringing it to the next level to selling the produce and then also preparing the produce and selling that as well.
And kind of teaching the whole value-added concept to the kids along
Correct.
The way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we're in January. You may have noticed up there, about as far away as we can get from gardening season. But what kind of planning is going on for your community garden there in general right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually send out our community garden registration packets in February to see who's coming back from year to year. And then we get started registering new gardeners as well. So things are pretty busy throughout the year, actually. Right now, also a lot of grant writing, trying to figure out funding and programming for the next season.
How, staying with community gardening for a moment, mm-hmm. we'll bring the kids back in a minute,
okay.
but how many people participate in community gardening in Brown County?
Yes, so we have 10 gardens throughout the county, and we have 308 garden plots, and among those, we have 200 gardening families, so some have more than one plot, just depending on the family.
And is that something that's been growing over the years?
It has. So the program started in 1996, and it started really small, just one site with 12 garden plots,
wow.
And now we've expanded to the 10 sites, so it's really grown, and we've really seen an increase in interest in gardening in recent years, and still... every year we ask our gardeners, you know, is this a good amount of space or do you need more space to garden? And every year they ask for more. So we're still growing and looking to grow into the future.
And do you see a lot of kids participating with their families in these?
Yes, it's a wonderful activity. We actually ask all of our gardeners, do you spend more time with your family because you garden? We do a survey at the end of the season. And one of the things that they always come back and say is, yes, you know, this was a great experience with our kids to get to spend time all together.
And do you do other partnerships at the community garden like this one we've been talking about with the Boys and Girls Club?
Yes, we also partner with the City of Green Bay. We do some children's education. So when we started the Teen Farmers Market program, that was kind of to fill a gap that we realized that we didn't have any programming for older kids. But we do programming with younger kids with the City of Green Bay. And then also we partner with New Leaf Foods to do a Green Bay Garden Blitz program. And so that's another way to increase gardening in the area. So we build 4 feet by 8 feet raised garden beds and then sell them and distribute them with volunteers throughout the community over the course of one weekend in May.
Oh, so people aren't just growing for themselves. They're starting to distribute food beyond that?
No, that's the
garden beds. I'm sorry, you were saying yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So people can purchase them for their own homes or organizations. We're working on selling those right now so people can buy those, and then we install them over the course of that one weekend so they have a space to grow their own food.
Now, getting back to the program with the kids, coming back, as you said, next year, do you see this actually working for the goal intended to getting these kids these jobs, skills, and meeting those needs that you mentioned in that economic evaluation from a few years back?
I really think so. I mean, there's so much research to show that hands-on experience is really important. And so they're getting the experience that they wouldn't have otherwise. Talking with customers, planning, getting to, kind of follow a project from start to finish. So I think that they'll really be able to apply that later on in life.
Now, my gut guess would be that you're a pretty handy gardener yourself. Is that fair to say?
I've been gardening since I was a kid, yeah.
Okay. And is it fun for you being able to work with kids? As you said, some of them, this is first-time gardening, teaching them from the ground up, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really fun to get to see their first experience being in the garden. Sometimes they have such a wide range of growing experiences. Some haven't ever gardened before and, you know, don't know that a cucumber grows in a certain way or that a beet grows under the ground, things like that. So it's really fun to get to see their first growing experience.
And at the end result, are the kids trying maybe some vegetables they've never tried or wanted to try before?
Absolutely. No, there's a lot of research out there, and we've just seen firsthand experience that when kids grow their own food, they're definitely more willing to try it and then eat it in the long run.
And if your colleagues around the state are thinking, hey, this is a good idea, how would you recommend they get started on stealing the idea? Or borrowing, I guess we could say.
Yes. No, I'd be happy to talk with anyone through the Brown County. You know, I actually kind of borrowed the idea from Iron County. They have a similar program up there as well. Slightly different with younger kids bit, but we, you know, would be happy to have it spread throughout the state. So,
Margaret, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We've been talking to Margaret Franchino, Community Garden Coordinator for University of Wisconsin Extension in Brown County, talking about a youth farmers market program there aimed at teaching job and business skills to local youth. Coming up after the news, we talk to a chef about all the different ways you can cook eggs. He's got advice from doing some of the basic stuff just right. You know, it's not as easy as you think to really make a great hard-boiled egg. And he's got some jazzy new ways. How about chorizo on deviled eggs? That and more coming up on Food Friday. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.